Welcome to the management's comments on the results of the second quarter 2020 of Camil Alimentos. Before going over the results of the period, I would like to say a few words about the global crisis caused by COVID-19. This year, Brazil and the rest of the world experienced one of the most challenging periods brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. In 60 years of history, we were never faced with such challenging and unprecedented period in our business, and we are aware of our responsibility to act fast, provide supplies, and promptly serve our consumers in the communities and regions where we operate in South America without losing sight of the safety of our employees, customers, and the communities around us. Despite the challenging scenario posed by the pandemic, we were successful in our operations due to the coordinated efforts of everyone in our value chain that worked hard to make sure that there was no scarcity of food in the regions we operate. In March 2020, we established a crisis committee and put in motion some fundamental actions divided into three blocks: people safety, the continuity of our business, and liquidity monitoring. We remain focused on keeping these three goals alive and coordinated, and we do that by monitoring and adjusting the actions with hygiene techniques and reinforcing the use of sanitary barriers in our operating units. The efficient management of the inventory levels of inputs and finished products became increasingly more important, involving the remodeling of our organization in regards to production, logistics, and supply to our customers. It was undoubtedly a challenging period of higher raw material prices, especially rice. We will elaborate further on this topic when we talk about our operating performance in the period. We would like to highlight that besides the initiatives to address the pandemic related to the safety of our employees, customers, business, and liquidity, we reinforced our social commitment to the local communities. We have a long history of growth with important core values in our DNA, and to help ease the impact of the pandemic in the communities around us, we purchased equipment and tools to local healthcare service posts in the municipalities where we have manufacturing facilities. In addition, we distributed more than 200 tons of products to the most vulnerable families. Now moving to the results and highlights of the quarter. In the last few years, Camil has been working on ways to reduce costs and expenses, and as a result, we are now in a more competitive position to navigate through this new environment. The company's focus on efficiency, combined with a scenario of continuous demand for volumes and the increase of raw material prices, allowed us to dilute costs and expenses and resume our historical profitability levels. In the international market, the landscape is favorable, and we are posting positive results. In Uruguay, exports are growing, sales in Peru have resumed growth, and Chile continues to post a positive performance. Moving now to the main indicators of the period. This quarter, we posted the following results. Annual consolidated volume growth of 21%, accounting for growth in rice, sugar, and fish in Brazil, as well as in all the other countries we operate. Net revenue of 1.9 billion in the quarter, up 56% year-on-year. Gross profit of 435 million BRL, up 53%, with a margin of 22.7% in the quarter, down by 0.5 percentage points in relation to the same period of the year before. We would like to highlight that the recovery of the gross margin has been gradually occurring since last year in Brazil in the different categories, and the consolidated margin was impacted by lower margins in the sugar category. EBITDA of 207 million BRL, growing 134% vis-à-vis the same period of the previous year, with a margin of 10.8% in the quarter, growing 3.6 percentage points. Profitability improved in the period thanks to the gradual rebound in our capacity to transfer prices of grains in Brazil and the dilution of costs and expenses from SG&A. Net income of 139 million BRL, growing 246% when compared to the period of last year, with a margin of 7.2%, up 4 percentage points. Earnings per share was 37 cents of reals, an increase of 277%. Net margin and earnings per share increased in the period, boosted by better profitability and a reduction in the total shares of the company when compared to last year. Starting the analysis of the quarter and the year with our operating results, we would like to emphasize the continuous volume growth in all categories, reflecting the high demand in the midst of the pandemic, also driven by higher raw material prices. In the rice category, volume was 217,000 tons, growing 14% in the quarter, with sales growth in the Camu brand and lower pricing brands, in addition to the impact from the increased demand in the pandemic period. The average raw material market price was 67 BRLs per bag in the period, up 54% year-on-year, reaching the end of the quarter close to 95 BRLs per bag. In the second quarter, there was a significant increase in the cost of raw material, mainly rice, in Brazil. The COVID-19 effect led to the depreciation of the currency, which in turn boosted Brazilian rice exports in the first half of this year, and as a result, led to higher prices in the domestic market. This fast spike in prices, coupled with the continuous growth of demand in the period, required agility and focus to ensure production and meet the demands in the period while making sure that Brazilians wouldn't go without food on their plates. Gross price in the quarter was 3.30 BRLs per kilogram, up 33%, and net price of 2.95 per kilogram, up 35%. We notice a gradual improvement in the dynamics of price transfers when compared to previous quarters. In the beans category, volume was 23,000 tons, down 12% in the quarter, with lower sales from the Camu brand and sales volume growth from the lower pricing brands. Volume was adversely impacted by the high volatility of prices in the category during that period. The average raw material market price was 241 BRLs per bag in the quarter. In the first half, beans prices fluctuated a lot, starting at high levels due to the limited supply in the period and climate issues that impacted the growing season. Gross price was 6 BRLs per kilogram and net price of 5.62 per kilogram, both growing 55%. In the sugar category, volume was 147,000 tons, growing 23% at a quarter, with increased sales from the União brand and lower pricing brands. The average raw material market price was 78 BRLs per bag in the quarter, up 28%. The increase in sugar exports and the supply restrictions in the period caused prices to be higher than in the previous growing season. Gross price was 2.33 BRLs per kilogram, up 9% in net price of 2 reals and 3 cents per kilogram, up 8%. In the fish category, volume reached 9.5 thousand tons, growing 57% and a quarter, mostly influenced by lower sales of the Coqueiro brand and increased sales of the Pescador brand. Gross price was 21.17 BRLs per kilogram, up 5%, and net price of 17.07 per kilogram, growing 8% and a quarter. Local fishing improved in the period. However, part of the fish had to be imported, and the sardine and tuna exporting countries were faced with supply difficulties due to the pandemic. In the international segment, sales volume totaled 189,000 tons in the quarter, growing more than 30%, with sales increase in all countries due to higher demand in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, combined with the following effects. In Uruguay, volume of 140,000 tons, growing 38% and a quarter, mostly attributed to increased exports in the period. In Chile, volume of 23,000 tons, growing 8% and a quarter. We continue to post volume growth and profitability in the country. And in Peru, volume of 26,000 tons, up 18% and a quarter, and this growth in volume was boosted by higher sales in the period. Camille continues to believe in the South American food market as it combines resilience, growth opportunities, and it has proven to be one of the most protective sectors during the COVID-19 pandemic period. When analyzing the future outlook, sustainable growth remains on the top of our priority list. We reinforce our focus on our employees, customers, social responsibility, and agility in the pandemic landscape, and we are increasingly more confident that the company is on the right track to anticipate trends and strengthen its position in the food industry in South America. For further details on our financial performance in the quarter, I would like to give the floor to Flavio. Please, Flavio, you may proceed. Thank you, Luciano, and welcome to the comments on the results for the second quarter of 2020. Starting the analysis with our financial performance, gross revenue was 2.2 billion BRL in the quarter, up 54%, driven by the combined effect of higher volumes, prices, and the exchange rate in the period. Net revenue was 1.9 billion BRL in the quarter, growing 56%, mainly due to sales increase in Brazil and abroad, and the exchange rate effect in the period. Cost of sales and services in the quarter reached 1.5 billion BRL, up 57%, mainly attributed to a 54% increase in cost of goods sold in Brazil, driven by higher sales volume and higher raw material acquisition costs. This result was also impacted by an increase in the international cost of goods sold of 67%, with sales volume increase and the exchange rate impact in the period. Taking all that into account, gross profit totaled 435 million BRL, up 53% year-on-year, with a margin of 22.7% in the quarter. It's worth mentioning that gross margin recovery has been gradually occurring since last year in Brazil, partially offset by the compression of the margin in the sugar category this quarter. SG&A was 278 million BRL in the quarter, up 22%, and equivalent to 14.5% of the net revenue in the period. Nominal growth was impacted by the 9% increase in SG&A in Brazil, and an increase in sales expenses caused by the raising exports and sales commissions, and the growth of general and admin expenses with a provision for profit sharing and stock option in the period. Also, this growth stemmed from a 54% increase in SG&A in the international segment, with higher sales expenses as well as general and admin expenses as a result of the exchange rate impact in the period and increased expenses in Chile. It's worth mentioning that despite the nominal growth, there was a reduction of 4.1 percentage points in the share of SG&A in the net revenue, reflecting the dilution of costs and expenses and the result from the initiatives to reduce SG&A implemented by the company in the past year. Other operating revenues reached 10 million BRLs in the quarter due to non-recurring accrued credits from Social Security contributions. With that in mind, EBITDA was 207 million BRL, up 134% year-on-year, with a margin of 10.8% in the quarter, growing 3.6 percentage points. In regards to the financial result, we had expenses of 14 million BRL in the quarter, down by 21%, attributed to a drop in financial expenses in the period. Income tax and social contribution amounted to 13 million BRLs in the period, partially explained by the effects of the subsidies on investments related to ICMS credits and payments of interest on equity. With that in mind, net income totaled 139 million BRLs, up 246%, with a margin of 7.2% in the quarter, representing an increase of 4 percentage points when compared to the net margin of Q2 19. Earnings per share was 37 cents, up 277% in the quarter. Furthermore, it's worth mentioning the improved profitability of the company and the reduction in the total number of ordinary shares to 307 million, as opposed to 410 million last year, caused by the cancellation of the total balance of treasury shares after the conclusion of the third buyback program last November. Total debt of the company was 2.6 billion BRL, up 21% due to new funding in Brazil and abroad carried out in the first quarter of 2020, amounting to approximately 1.2 billion BRL to meet short-term maturities of the company. It's also worth mentioning that the exchange rate depreciation in the international segment that also boosted the growth of our debt position in the period. Net debt was 1.3 billion BRL, and net debt over EBITDA ratio of the last 12 months was 2x, or flat vis-à-vis the previous year. As a subsequent event, in September 2020, the company announced the approval of the ninth issuance of debentures for public distribution. With restricted efforts amounting to 350 million BRL and CDI plus 2.7% with a five-year term from the date of issuance. The new issuance is the beginning of our effort to meet the company's commitments with maturities in early 2021 and also an opportunity to review our cash. CapEx amounted to 27 million BRL in the quarter, down by 29% due to the conclusion of the internalization project of the packing process of sugar with the launch of our new sugar plant called Super Barra in Barra Bonita, state of São Paulo, in Q2 of 2019. We would like to emphasize that in view of the effects from COVID-19, we had to postpone the investments that were anticipated for the first half of the year. Working capital was up by 23% when compared to the previous year due to higher inventories and the increase of raw material acquisition cost to guarantee the necessary inputs during the COVID-19 pandemic and higher prepayment to suppliers as the emergency aid programs in Brazil and Uruguay evolved. Both countries were affected by higher raw material acquisition costs and the depreciation of the exchange rate. Accounts receivable also posted growth in the period with increased sales, and the same applies to the supplier line due to higher raw material acquisition costs. Before concluding, I would like to reinstate a point made by Luciano when he talked about adjustments and initiatives by the company to face the COVID-19 pandemic period. From the very beginning, we act preventively to ensure the continuity of our business during this period, and even though the operations of the company were not affected in any relevant way on the financial point of view, up to now, we have no means of estimating or anticipating the occurrence of future events related to the pandemic. That's why we are protecting the point of view of people, operations, and liquidity, and we continue to monitor any future financial impact and conducting an evaluation of the actions to be carried out. Luciano, myself, and our IR team will be available to answer your questions about the results of this period on October 9th at 11:00 A.M. Brazil time. The link for the webcast and connection information are available on the company's website in the investor relations page. Thank you all very much.